Senator Braun, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me on, Lars.
You think you could even get a bill like this bill from Idaho that has the death penalty for aggravated sexual assault of a child? Do you think you could get that even out of committee in Olympia?
No, not with the Democratic majorities we have, not a chance. Look, we have a bill that we did pass out of the Senate that changes the child endangerment law to include exposure to fentanyl, because we've had almost a doubling of child deaths from exposure to fentanyl in children, sometimes young children. And when it got to the House, the chair of that the committee it went to said, we don't have a single vote for that bill, because we don't want to add any new criminal statutes. Or this isn't even new. This is just changing a bill that was created 20 years ago, actually by a Democrat at the time, to address the endangerment of children. But they refuse even to add fentanyl to that. So if they won't do that, I don't think there's any chance that they'll consider the bill you suggested.
Well, that's certainly outrageous, because Senator, it's not like we're talking about something that can't happen or doesn't happen. Some kid is in a house with parents who, are not very responsible and take hard drugs. And the kid's crawling along the floor and finds a piece of tin foil that's still got some fentanyl residue on it, puts it in his mouth. The kid overdoses. You save the kid's life, and they don't want to make that against the law. I mean, your Democrat colleagues do not sound like they're connected to planet Earth.
They are not. This is amazing. I mean, just in Clark County, I think the increase has gone from 20 deaths like this to over 40. I mean, this isn't an imaginary idea. This is a real thing that's happening in our communities. And the idea that we don't even want to recognize it, the Democratic majority don't even want to recognize the problem is maddening, I'll put it that way.
It really is. Let me ask you about House Bill 2114. This is the one that promises stability for people in rental housing. Does it actually do that?
Well, if by stability you mean there won't be any more rental housing, then I think maybe that's the case. But no, they want to control the increase of rent. It doesn't take 2 minutes to Google and find study after study, economic studies that say rent control does not make this better. It makes it worse because folks won't invest. They won't build an additional rental house, dwellings. The ones that exist will get reconverted. So this does nothing but make the scarcity of rental housing worse, and therefore the price, ultimately higher. It's a poorly thought out idea that makes our housing crisis worse, not better.
No, and in fact, I've told people I've lived in rental housing in my in both Oregon and in Washington in years gone by. And the fact is, I didn't want to see the rent go up either. But I also understand that if you don't allow the folks who own rental housing, whether it's a mom and pop, which is most of them, or whether it's a corporation, and you say they can't pass along their costs to their tenants, I know what's going to happen to the status of that, or the appearance and the maintenance on that property. And I also know that when you drive enough people out of the business, you're going to find people crying for some place to live. And you're going to say, sorry, your Democrat friends passed laws and made this a bad place to be a landlord.
That's right. And we badly need more housing in Washington State. The studies say we're somewhere around 300,000 homes behind right now. We'll be 1 million or 1.5 million behind that we need to build in the next 15 years. To do that, you can't do that with government money. You just can't. There's just not enough money, even if we wanted to. You need private sector investment. There is money out there that would invest in Washington State and build this housing, but not if you have a rent control bill. They just won't do it. They'll go somewhere else and build, and that's going to be a disaster for renters here in the state of Washington.
Senator Braun, let me ask about House Bill 1589. Now, it sounds so generic that you could put anything in it. Supporting Washington's clean energy economy and transitioning to a clean, affordable, and reliable energy future. I'm surprised they didn't put a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. I mean, what is this thing?
This is a bad bill for consumers. For ratepayers, this is going to be a disaster. And it's really, it's public, Puget Sound Energy, they're trying to respond to the the bad policy put in place with the Climate Commitment Act, but this just makes it worse, and it makes it worse for ratepayers. It does, and it's changing a lot, as you alluded to with the title. There's a lot of things that can be fit in there, so it's changing in some ways better, but not good enough, in my opinion. There was a very clear natural gas ban in there. Now they're relying on what they call removing the obligation to serve, which just means the natural, you know, the natural gas utility affected by this bill will no longer have an obligation to provide natural gas. Now, that may seem innocuous, but
no,
if you're the person, it's not. If you're the person heating your house with natural gas, or you're the industry providing hundreds or thousands of jobs that only work with natural gas, and they turn it off, you're really out of luck.
Well,
but
Senator,
even if you're not the one, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, New York right now has a plan that they, I just saw word of it today. Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat, says that she wants to give the utilities the ability not just to deny natural gas, but to actually go and cut it off to buildings and homes that already have it. Are we going to end up with that in Washington as well?
That is exactly what this bill would take us towards. That's exactly the thing. And what I was going to say is, even if you're not the one they cut off or they don't serve, if there's fewer people being served, that means the fixed costs, you know, drive the price up for everybody else. So they say, you know, the initial estimates is this is a, you know, 30% to 40% increase for an industry in terms of the cost of natural gas if implemented, and then maybe as much as 150% increase for residential natural gas consumers. This is a disaster for people who are just barely making it in the state of Washington. If you're having trouble affording living in Washington now, this bill is going to make it much worse.
Senator John Braun, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.